Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Yes, Thursday edition, let's go. Rabot and Co. here, ESPN 680, 105.7. Alongside a joke-telling Zach Cantrell, my name's Louis Rabot. We're going to be hanging out for 2 hours today, taking into Bobby V at noon. Of course, roundtable 3 o'clock, Soccer City tonight, NFL draft tonight. We'll have it, all of it, frankly. If you are driving around at any point this weekend and you need updates on the draft, we will have them for you here on 680, 105.7, very likely on all sticks by the time we get to the weekend as well. Did my first derby hit this morning. Did my first 15 minutes, which means it is definitely derby season.
That's right.
So we are there. The Horse Racing Happy Hour will have its annual derby draft at 4 o'clock today. Apologies to our two guys doing the afternoon drive time. I already did that. But coordinating 3 podcast guests the week before derby is a lot. So 4 o'clock is when everybody could get together. We will be doing that today. I want to thank our friends over at Mays Plastic Surgery and Med Spa. We're actually going to shoot it over there today, do some stuff with Dr. Mays as well, ahead of the derby. You'll see us on some social media stuff with him as well. You'll hear his name a lot next week. Hopefully we'll get him involved in our group pick five, whatever we end up doing on the show that way. Zach, are you up for a pick five next Saturday? I assume you're
going to be. I'm always up for anything gambling.
Let's get after it. We'll have to do that today. Busy show. Ben Roberts, 10:20 today. We will visit with Sierra Leone's owner today. He is the number one ranked horse in the derby point system this year, won the Bluegrass at Keeneland a couple of weeks ago. His name is Brooke Smith. He'll join us. Longtime thoroughbred owner here in the state of Kentucky. Good guy. Local guy had a real chance at a very, very local group winning the Derby, which is always very fun when we can have those conversations around here. We'll talk to him at 11:20. And our guy Jay Davis is up in Detroit at the draft. So he'll report live from the draft at 11:40 today. So busy show. We'll have a lot of fun as we get into it. But we're going to go draft heavy today when we're not talking to Ben Roberts and to Brooke. So we'll do tons of draft today. You have Zach on this show, folks, so that's what we're going to do.
Beautiful draft.
Beautiful draft. I wouldn't have been in Detroit.
I would have been in Detroit.
By the way, let's just start there. I want to do like 3 minutes on this because I am not a – usually, generally speaking, I am not beholden to traditions and those kinds of things. However, I appreciate them. Like, if I go to someone's house and this is, you know, so I grew up with a guy, a buddy of mine lives in Detroit, Pondaly. He's a Greek guy. And his mom, if you went to their house to visit, and especially as I got into my adult years, once I was into my 20s, whatever, and I would go to visit, it was the old Greek experience. And she would stop you. You couldn't just pop in and say, hey, are you ready to go to the game? Like, if we were going to a hockey game or something. Like, no. I had to show up an hour before.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's feta, and there's olives, and there's beers, and there's whatever, right? And so that's a tradition. And I really love that. So those kinds of things I really appreciate. But in sports, I don't have a ton of them that I think are, like, super important or things that we need to hold on to forever. But one of them I really liked was the NFL draft in Radio City.
Yeah.
There's something about it, like... But it became predictable, to be honest, right? A lot of Jets fans, a lot of booing, a lot of, you know, whatever.
Because the Jets
would
invariably screw up their draft.
Of course. Look, but I wonder if I'm more into that just out of nostalgia or if I actually believe that they shouldn't be moving it around.
Because you're a Lions fan. This should be your moment.
Well, listen, and the evidence is completely contrary to what I'm saying. Nashville shut the city down.
Yes.
Vegas looked amazing. Detroit's going to look... I know the landmarks, at least I'll put it that way. I know the landmarks of where they're doing. It's going to look incredible.
Yeah.
It's going to look awesome. People are going to discover there's a Parisian style park in the middle of Detroit that they've got everything set up at. That's just going to be fantastic. So draft stuff, 437-9680. Let's get into it today. Talking tons of draft. We will have Ben Roberts break it up with some basketball at 10:20. And of course, We'll talk to Brooke Smith at 11:20 later.
Are you at least happy that people aren't making the jokes about, oh, this is the closest the Lions will ever be to like the playoffs or anything like that, because they actually made the NFC Championship game?
Well, when they
year.
Hosted the Super Bowl, that was the joke.
Can you imagine if the Lions hosted the draft a couple years ago, the jokes that would be made about, oh, yeah, this, oh, this is
oh,
the
no
biggest
question.
Event in the history of the
yes,
Lions.
No question. Oh, we used to joke in college. The draft was always at the end of the school year.
Sure.
So we would watch the draft this week, and then next week would be finals. Yeah. Right? So this was like the break in studying for finals. Excuse me, study. Cramming for finals. Let's call it what it
is. Cramming. Let's be real.
It was totally cramming.
Yeah.
And we would sit down. We would watch the draft. And it was, this was it. What are the Lions going to do at 5? What are they going to do at 8? What are they going to do at 2? That was my entire fandom of the NFL for years.
What they were going to do is draft a wide receiver.
Four. Charles Rogers.
Charles Rogers, Roy Williams, Mike
I will say, I got to watch two guys when I was in college. Two guys play wide receiver when I was in college that I will put up against, as far as college receivers.
Charles Rogers is special.
Way up there at Plaxico Burress.
Burress,
I got to watch both of those guys in a three-year span. That's insane.
Burress translated. He was a great NFL receiver, too.
I swear to God, the only rule for a quarterback with Plaxico in college was throw it within 5 yards of him.
The great Bill Burke. All he had to do was throw it in his
Bill
area.
Burke. Oh, they had terrible quarterbacks. Terrible. I mean, legitimate.
Jeff Smoker,
terrible. Okay? But they had those two guys. I mean, Charles Rogers made catches you just shouldn't make.
Oh,
Plaxico was... It was different, man.
Those
it's also one
ridiculous.
Of the great, ridiculous first names of all time.
Plaxico?
Plaxico.
Oh, yeah.
It's up there with DeBrickashaw.
DeBrickashaw Ferguson. Oh, man.
Little Plaxico, little DeBrickashaw, man.
Who names their kid DeBrickashaw?
Someone very smart and awesome.
You say basketball. You say basketball is the best names, but those are great football
That's
names.
Way up there. College basketball has great names. That's what I was getting at yesterday. Boo Booey, the Godsham Gods of the World.
Oh, Godsham.
But Plaxico is hardcore.
Yeah.
DeBrickashaw. And he's a lineman. Come on. That's great.
He was a good lineman.
He was a great lineman, actually. Yeah.
Beautiful lineman.
Man, oh, man. Oh, the race draft premiered 20 years ago this year.
I saw that on
That's
Twitter.
That's amazing. Gosh, what a great...
So we got introduced to Bill Burr 20 years ago.
I was going
to
say, is the white guy finger handshake, yeah. Is that the best part of that skit where Chappelle rolls his eyes?
Oh, yeah. Remember Bill Burr playing dice?
Oh,
they had the World Series of Dice or whatever it was. And then Tiger Woods up there. He's like, I've wanted to say this my whole life. For shizzle. Because he was the number one pick in the Wu-Tang Clan got picked.
Oh, that's right. Wu-Tang got drafted by the Asians.
The Asians.
That's great. Oh, y'all need to y'all bonds. Diversify your bonds. Texter, how did the Lions draft affect the Dallas Cowboys? Important question. Thank you, Texter.
The whole draft revolves around the Cowboys.
Oh, man. That is the only good thing is actually by the time they get to the draft, that kind of goes away.
Yeah.
They don't just sit on... worrying about whatever's going on with the Cowboys. They actually talk about
that. That's not true. They did it yesterday.
Yesterday. No, I'm saying tonight, 7 o'clock, that stops.
Okay.
They actually talk about players. They actually talk about trades, those moves, whatever, what team needs are, those kinds of things. So there you go. Ethan Driscoll is someone I need to keep my eye out for. South Louisville Holy Cross High School draft prospect. How about that? 6'10 left tackle out of Marshall, probably sixth rounder or so. How 6'10, about that?
6'10, holy cow.
Appreciate you texting. First text ever to the station. Thanks for hanging out. 437-9680. I get a lot of those on this show, which I love. So please keep those texts coming. You are the co in Rabot and Co. Man, I wonder if I messed up with the name of this show. It's way too late now. I went for something that rhymes. It's lazy, whatever. The co for like co-op or cooperation or company or whatever. I don't know what it's for. Corporation, who cares? I went on something called Murph and Friends today. I could have just said Friends. Louie and Friends. Like, that's fun.
Hello, Friends.
Just talking the Canes voice all the time. No one listens.
You got to talk in the golf voice. You got to be like Jim Nance and do the golf voice. Hello, Friends.
Just no one listening. Oh, man. Be good. Goodbye, fried rice. Hello, fried chicken.
Oh, my gosh.
What a great moment, though. It really was, man. Oh, that's so good. Texter, my cousin's a huge Browns fan. This is always his favorite day of the year, too. Y'all, I get it, man.
Oh, I grew up with Browns fans. This was the only good day of their fandom.
Oh, man. Texter, I remember the Charles Rogers Madden commercial with the really corny song. 100%, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so corny. It was so bad. It was so bad. But that guy in college, man. Oh, God, getting to watch those. I mean, in 3 years, dude. I mean, TJ Duckett, Plaxico. I mean, those teams were loaded, dude. It was fun, man. Louis and his boys. I like that too. See, it's good. These are good names for these shows. I should have had the text line just name this thing. That's what I should have done. Man, just call the show. Goodbye. Goodbye, Louis and Peeps. Goodbye, Fried Rice. Hello, Fried Chicken. Just the name of the show. I like fried rice, though. I'm not saying goodbye to fried rice.
I'm good with both fried rice and fried chicken.
I'll take a little fried chicken and my fried rice. How about that? Yeah, let's go. Sounds good. All right, so what are you expecting?
Yeah. Isn't it weird looking back at that and seeing Bill Burr actually have hair?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, the one... We'll talk about it after the show, the Dana Carvey show.
Oh, yeah.
That got on network TV somehow.
You talk about stuff that wouldn't fly today.
You got that on network TV somehow. I got to tell you, people, if you're out there and you haven't seen it, would they do six episodes or something? I mean, it was
1 month.
Like a super limited run. Some really random like Chinese restaurant in New York sponsored the show, Wang's or something.
Wang's,
or
that's
Wang's
yeah.
or something. Like just, it was so crazy. And I can't believe the one about Maine. The Snow Crunch.
Do you know who the main writer was of that show?
Dexter. That's a good text. I don't like you anymore.
Come Louis C.K.
Oh, I'm sure. Carell was on that
show. Colbert was on. That's when Colbert was funny.
Colbert's on that show, and if they played that now, he would lose his late night gig.
Oh, God, yeah, he would.
Oh, my
God.
Bob
Odenkirk was on that show.
That show was loaded. For a while, you couldn't. They scrubbed that show. It was gone for a long time. Man, Colin Powell jokes coming down a text line. Is Dirk Nowitzki a good nickname for Mark Pope? No, Mark. I have to say, no one's looked more like a Mark Pope than Mark Pope. Like, that guy just...
guy embodies Mark Pope.
Louis and... Show name. Louis and Positivity with Somewhat Negative Friends. Our text line is actually not that bad. Gosh, compared to the 3 o'clock show, we've got a delight
of a text line.
Yeah, just a delight of a text line, so I'm not worried about that stuff. But Snow Crunch is a suggestion for my show.
I'll read in our text line versus the 3 o'clock text line.
Lord, yeah.
We have great people. They have imbeciles.
Condoleezza Rice. Give it away.
Give it away.
Oh, it's so good. All right, so the draft.
Draft time. The actual draft.
Diener is convinced of two things. After listening to him, I'm going to go ahead and try to find a way to bet on this. But he thinks the only two guaranteed spots are number one, Williams, mm-hmm. and number seven, Alt, to the Titans.
I think Jaden Daniels is guaranteed, too.
To the second spot?
Yeah.
To Washington?
Washington.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is in your mind, then, so that's what I wanted to ask you. Texter Louie with bros and hoes. I don't think we're doing that one.
We can't do that one. I'd like to, but we can't.
As much as I would like to, that's right. As much as I would like to, we're not doing that.
I mean, you're not wrong.
But. Oh, man. Texter, I've watched Bill Burr for so long, I feel like I witnessed each and every hair fall out.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, man.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, Dirk Nowitzki.
Dirk Nowitzki. Yeah.
For Mark Pope.
Dirk is just his name.
Oh, I thought it was Dirk. My fault. Sorry, Texter. Okay, that's better. Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, Dirk's just his name.
Yeah, yeah. Dirk Nowitzki. Okay, I like that now. I thought we were going to get Hamilton. Nicknames for Mark Pope. I assume that would happen. I don't know enough about Hamilton.
Well, I'm glad we didn't because I wouldn't recognize him.
Louis and the Hulkamaniacs. I like to think of my listeners, the people who hang out with this show, as being scrawny and unable to beat me up. That's what I have to do. Insulting people.
I am neither of those things.
Fan bases and all those things. Man, oh, man. All right, so you think Daniel's locked in. So this is like...
I think so.
Because, you know, I very rarely think of the draft in terms of, you know, how to gamble on it or something like that. But obviously we have an opportunity with all of these things. Do you think Williams at one is the lock of all locks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They traded Justin Fields for a reason.
I agree with you. And then do you like the Alt at seven?
I do.
Okay.
Oh, Joe Alt should be a top 10 pick. No okay. question.
Is he a top five in this draft?
No. Okay. Only because of the quarterback situation and the best player in the draft is Marvin Harrison Jr., so he's going to go top five.
What percentage is the confluence of these teams needing quarterbacks and they're actually being in scouts' minds? Several guys that can succeed at the next level.
I think, obviously, the Bears need one.
Yep.
The Commanders need one.
Yep.
Patriots need one.
Yep.
And then after that, it's probably
if you're the
just
Pats, what are you focusing in on?
Drake May. He's going to be the guy. If I'm the Patriots, I mean,
is the JJ stuff a smoke screen?
I think it's got to be.
Smoke screen, excuse me.
If JJ McCarthy wasn't getting a lot of hype from the Vikings, the Giants, all these other teams that were going to trade up, I would have advised the Patriots to go draft.
The Vikings going from Kirk Cousins to JJ is pretty perfect.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. If that didn't happen, I would have advised the Patriots to draft Marvin number three and then go get a quarterback, but I don't think that's going to be the case. If you told me that you could draft Marvin third and get Penix later, I think I would be happy with that. But I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point.
Because then you got your franchise, you get your receiver for the next 15 years, and then you get a good quarterback.
I think if I'm the Vikings, I think they select 7th and early 20s. I would wait on quarterback till the 20s.
Oh, they're going to trade. They're going to trade those picks.
Or use the 7 and 23 to get in the top
5. That's what they're going to do.
Who's going to take the trade?
I think it's going to be the Chargers at 5.
Okay, so
which is going to be ironic because, of course, Harbaugh coaches the Chargers now, and then the 5th pick is going to be JJ McCarthy probably, and the Vikings are probably going to
be. Do you think it'll take 7 and 23 or 7 and like a later pick?
Oh, I think it's going to take both first round picks. Should it? No, but I think it will.
Texture, the Patriots take Harrison and then Bo Jackson in the second round. Texture.
That would be a good draft, too.
There you go. Texture, yeah, that was the same. The name of the show. I'm fascinated here because. You know, and they actually, they were like, hey, any hot takes about the draft tonight? And I gave the JJ take, and I gave the neighbor's take about people talking about him over Marvin Harrison Jr., which I just don't understand. By the way, is that Tyler Hero in the hat there?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Tyler Hero.
That is a man.
He lit it up last night. How about that?
They were fantastic last night. We'll get into that with Jay for 2 minutes.
Look at the pink shirt and the hat.
I know. He's dominating. The Aviators, I could never do that.
You can't pull that look off unless you win. And specifically, you play well.
Right.
You can't have your team win and you score 3 points and you wear that crap. You can't do that.
That's chin hair emanating from the bottom of his chin. It's an interesting choice.
Oh, yeah.
It's an interesting choice.
He's shaved every other part of his face except for
the bottom
one
of
little.
His
look at me. I've got some facial hair, guys.
Oh, man. Ridiculous.
He's going to the Cam Newton school of, I got to look crazy after a game. Remember Cam Newton, how he used to dress after games?
Yeah, fantastic.
He was great.
He just looked great.
Yeah. Better than his play most of the time.
The Diana Russini piece in The Athletic talking about the draft. She gets into Gerard Mayo taking over. And he begged for patience. I don't know if that was a stunning press conference, frankly, because I remember on Sunday Mark Pope getting up and saying, you know, other people, they get up here and they kind of, you know, they make sure that they temper expectations. I'm not doing that. We're here to win banners. And I was like, no one does that. And then I was like, oh, wait, Gerard Mayo did that.
Gerard Mayo
literally just did that.
Can you imagine your coach is going up there and basically admitting we're going to suck for the next year or so? Let's be patient. No, let's have grace, gratitude. Let's start there.
This is the NFL. Number one. And number two, I give Mark Pope credit for not doing that.
Yes.
He didn't need to. It's Kentucky. You don't do that, number one. But good for him. great text here. What if Caleb Williams posts a pic of himself smoking weed in a gas mask to avoid Chicago? Laramie! Where are you? Tonsil, dude.
I think it worked out for Laramie, too.
He's good, man. He's fine.
I mean,
old Laramie.
If you were a quarterback, would you want to go to the Bears?
One of the underrated things about Laramie Tunsil is his name is the same as the cigarette brand in The Simpsons.
Yes.
So I think of Laramie's.
Oh, yeah.
And Laramie Slims.
Laramie Slims. That's right.
For sure. It's actually Tyler Hero dressed like Ernest Hemingway. That's so true. Texter, did you see this? Oh, man. Signed his deal before he plays her. Man, y'all giving me links. Stuff to do on Twitter. Hang on. But essentially, she asks about the Patriots' plans. And so Gerard Mayo takes over. Robert Kraft has publicly and privately shared that he wants a QB in this draft. Now, something that happens in the NFL. Cooper DeJean thinks that he could beat Caitlin Clark in one-on-one in basketball.
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah.
We're not doing this.
We're not doing this is right. We're not doing this is right. I don't understand the genesis of those conversations. I just don't. Who asked that question? Yahoo?
I don't even know.
Caitlin's awesome. I've been around her. She's great. Walk away. I mean, literally, she's worth $20 million now. Like, shut up. Texture, I'm interested to watch the draft coverage with Bill Belichick and Pat McAfee. Should be awesome. That's another part of this we can get into, but we do have to take a break here. Get our guy Ben Roberts in here from the Herald Leader. He's presented by our friends at Martini Italian Bistro, MartiniLouisville.com. Ben Roberts up next. We'll talk Cats, coaches, transfer portal, plenty of stuff to get into with Ben. We'll do it next here, ESPN 680, 105.7.
Papa was a copper and the mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandanas.
All right, welcome back in. Time for Ben Roberts from the Herald Leader here. He's presented by our friends at Martini Italian Bistro, MartiniLouisville.com. Check them out on the East End, lunch, brunch, dinner. They do catering. Got you covered for happy hour as well, 4 to 6 every weekday. Ben, good morning. I'm just reading about the Harvey Weinstein decision. I'll ask you about that a little later in the show.
Great.
How do you take in the NFL draft?
How do I take in the NFL draft?
Yeah.
I've watched it in the past. I usually just wait for the end of each night's results and read about, or the next morning read about who the Packers have drafted and how they fit into next season's roster, and then move on.
You get to be a Packers fan? I'm jealous because I get to be a Lions fan, and that's not good. It's just not good.
Well, they did all right this past
season. One season my entire life. There you go. So Ben Roberts with us here from the Kentucky Herald Leader. You're doing 5 radio shows today. How many of them booked you by saying, hey, I heard you with that Louie guy. It was really excellent.
If we're counting this one, then one.
How about that? All right. We got one. Yes. That's a victory, not a zero. The racial draft on the Chappelle Show came out 20 years ago. Are you a Chappelle Show guy?
Yeah, I was. I was in college when the Chappelle Show was on, and liked to stand up before the show came out.
Yeah, Killing Them Softly is one of the best live shows. The Atlanta show there, it's just just absolutely fantastic. Ben Roberts with us. Ben Roberts HL on Twitter, Kentucky.com/sports for all of his stuff down there. I mean, Mark Pope. Obviously, we're seeing what he's targeting and who he's going after. Let's start on the coaching side. He brings in Mark Fox. In my mind, Ben, this is a no-brainer, easy move if you can get a guy like Mark Fox who's done the in and out, you know, day-to-day things of being a head coach at the highest level. They have the pre-existing relationship where he already understands, you know, these sorts of, you know, just, you know, the SEC grind and all those sorts of things. Outside of Mark Pope and including Mark Pope, how is the staff coming together? What do you think that Mark Fox is looking for?
Yeah, I mean, I really like the Mark Fox Pope's move. I actually talked to Coach Fox. He was number one on my call sheet when they hired Mark Pope for obvious reasons, the origin of Mark Pope's coaching career. So we're going to do a story on him maybe tomorrow. Yeah, I know he's excited, and I know he is very proud of Mark Pope. Obviously, they go back even longer than that. You know, Fox coached him, was an assistant in Washington before Pope transferred to Kentucky. So they have a trust and a bond that goes back a long, long way before people around here even knew who Mark Pope was. And obviously, yeah, I mean, you get Mark Fox in that role, I do think it's a no-brainer. I mean, he's obviously has a ton of experience, has been to NCAA tournaments, has taken teams that don't traditionally go to NCAA tournaments, you know, that far, and his defensive mind specifically, I think, is going to be a great complement to a Cody Feger, who you know, Mark Pope told me earlier this week was basically a genius on the offensive end, and talking to people back in Utah. They say the same thing about him. So you got those two guys. You've got Jason Hart, who I think is going to be excellent. And then Alvin Brooks has not been announced yet, but he's going to be joining the staff. And that, I think, is just an absolute coup to go down and take one of the top assistants in the country, a guy who has recruited not just McDonald's All-Americans, but we're talking like top 5 players. Yep. to Baylor over the past several years under Scott Drew. And then the people who talk about him also talk about him as a coach and how good he is on the court. So, yeah, I mean, those four guys, they got one more open spot. I think people are going to see how good of a coach Mark Pope is. You know, he's not any kind of figurehead head coach. I mean, you talk to people who have been in his practices, who have followed his career closely and been around him. They think he's about to blow up as far as winning and recruiting and everything when he gets the resources of Kentucky behind him.
You mentioned Elvin Brooks III and Ben Roberts with us. Usual spot here on a Thursday, Martini Italian Bistro, MartiniLouisville.com, always presents Ben in his spot here on our Thursday Rabot & Co. Segments here. You mentioned Elvin Brooks III coming in. Do you think this how he's setting up this staff is essentially how we're going to see many staffs set up around the country? And this is not disparaging at all, but rather just you have a guy who's a great high school recruiter, but you have one instead of three or four. And then the other guys, their job is portal, game planning, scouting, that kind of thing. Do you think this is kind of the way forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's what smart staffs have been doing. I think it's something that obviously should have been done with previous staffs. And that's not to disparage the different skills within this staff that's coming together. I mean, you know, Alvin Brooks isn't just a recruiter, and Cody Fear isn't just, you know, some sort of offensive analytics whiz guy. I mean, these guys are also, they kind of transcend, the different duties that come along with those jobs. And to have a guy like Mark Fox, who, you know, he's not going to be an off-campus recruiter, but to have a guy like that when you bring guys to campus, that's a huge plus, a guy with two decades of head coaching experience. And the fact that this crew that they have together right now, I mean, I can't imagine, you know, being a high school kid or a transfer or you know, family member or AAU coach or high school coach or whoever connected to a guy like that, a player like that, and sit down at a, you know, in kind of a boardroom table situation and have these guys kind of breaking down what they're going to do for you as a player moving forward. I was interested to see at the beginning of this what he was going to do. Obviously, we knew Cody Fieger was coming as soon as we knew Mark Pope was coming, but for the rest of it, I was really interested to see how it was going to come together. I think he's done a home run.
You are covering a new staff, and obviously what's going to be most likely, and I would put it at like 90-95%, a completely new team outside of, say, if you wanted to include Travis Perry as like a guy who's going to hang around or maybe a walk-on, something like that. You know, dealing with Kentucky's athletic department while Cal was the coach, especially the last 5 years, was its own chore. And I don't think of the doing of any of the people in that department, but rather just knowing his availability or being able to set those things up on the coaching side was very difficult. We had coaches both at both flagship programs in this state that essentially did the media they were required to do and nothing else. I've gotten more nice replies from Deb Moore in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And so, you know, in the last couple of weeks, there seems to be more energy. Are you finding that as well? Do you have more access now than you had before, et cetera?
I got more than 30 minutes with Mark Pope a couple days ago, which,
That's a lot during a transition period, too, right? To be fair to Mark Pope.
And that is what really surprised me, that he took the time out and was genuinely, you know, I don't know if grateful is the right word, but genuinely wanted to do it. I mean, it was not a distracted conversation. He was, you know, what people are seeing with him being all in on the recruiting or the deal at Rupp or whatever, you know, interview he's doing on SportsCenter or Jim Rome or these shows. I mean, that's how he was with me. I mean, he was all in. He was completely invested in that conversation. And then I imagine whatever he had next on his schedule, he was completely invested in that. So, yeah, I mean, I was surprised that came about that early for a guy who I think at that point had officially one player. I think maybe he had two or three commitments, but only one that they had already announced. So yeah, I mean, he obviously has a lot of work to do. But yeah, I mean, he's taken the time to meet people and get his message out there and kind of show people around here who he is.
Ben Roberts with us, usual spot here on a Thursday at Ben Roberts HL on Twitter. You can find him Kentucky.com/sports for everything at the Herald Leader. I'm using him only because he's a very notable example. So Jaden Quaintance is not going to go to Kentucky. Can you clarify, did he cancel that visit or did UK?
I'm not sure specifically what happened with that visit. I know Coach Pope was supposed to go down there.
Is Word of God in Raleigh? Is that where it is?
It is. Yeah.
Okay.
It's in Raleigh, and that's where John Wall went, and a few other, not quite John Wall level, but a few other really good high school players have come through there. I know that day of kind of fell through. Last I heard, maybe last night or earlier in the day, it sounded like Louisville or Memphis for him. Obviously not going to Arkansas either.
Right. Yeah, the Arkansas one, did that catch you off guard a little bit? Were you surprised by that?
Not necessarily. You know, Carter Knox obviously is already committed, and that, especially when Kenny went down there, was a given. I know Boogie and Billy Richmond are visiting. But, you know, after Carter, I expect he'll get some of those guys, but it wouldn't, you know, in a vacuum, each person, it wouldn't surprise me if that person went somewhere else. It wasn't a really that big of a shock to me.
Orlando Antigua takes a job back at Illinois. Any truth to the rumor he really was interested in staying at Kentucky and just had to go with the next best option, and frankly, a very good one with a job at Illinois?
Yeah, no, he was interested in staying here, very much interested in staying here. I know he had the $400,000, retention bonus if he were still employed here after June 1st, which would have necessitated a new contract, and I think there were negotiations over how to deal with that. I think... I haven't been told this by anyone, involved, but I think Mark Pope would have liked to have had some sort of continuity of, somebody who knew the terrain of UK basketball. But I think he's got some of that with support staff that'll still be in town here. Obviously he wanted Cody Feger. He wanted Mark Fox. He wanted Jason Hart from the beginning, and the Alvin Brooks thing has been in motion for a lot longer than, the couple of days that it's been public. And that fifth spot is obviously going to be an off the court or a non-recruiting spot. So I think he got the three guys, and I know he talked to some other people. I've heard specific names of who might have been reached out to, but I think he kind of got the three guys he wanted in those three recruiting spots.
Ben Roberts with us, talking coaches and players and all those kinds of things. What do you think this team's going to look like mostly in the fall? Will there still be, outside, obviously, of committed players, will there be any added freshmen? I assume you're going to be watching very closely as the portal comes to the ability at least to enter the portal is coming. That door is closing soon, including for graduate transfers. That is a big change from what we were used to, where those guys would just pick up in the middle of the summer. Maybe they graduate after, term two or something, and then they just pick up. And look, Cal and UK, they were great beneficiaries, frankly, of that system at one point. Do you see a big change happening with that, with those guys having to be part of the portal earlier?
I think it's going to add more clarity, obviously. Although, I mean, you're still going to have those combine guys, right? But you're at least going to know who's in the portal before you get to the combine. So, like a Jackson Robinson, obviously at BYU, he gets a little more than that May 1 deadline. He's going to get to either May 11 or 12, depending on how the NCAA, rules when Pope left BYU. But that's before the combine. So, you know, barring some sort of like a Bob Huggins-esque surprise coaching change this spring, summer, by the time we get to the combine in a couple weeks, you're going to know who is in the portal and who could be available if they pull out of the NBA draft on May 29th. So, you know, this thing's not going to be settled by middle of May, but I do expect Mark Pope to have at least a few more commitments by then over the next couple weeks. And, you know, I remember I was up at the combine last year and I talked to Janai Broome and I talked to Grant Nelson and some others who ultimately pulled out of the draft. And I mean, Broome was coming back to Auburn and he made that clear, but Grant Nelson was completely undecided. You're going to have guys like that are, you know, not necessarily huge stars, or they'd say in the draft, but guys who can come in and be a real difference maker on, in Grant's case, of ultimately a Final Four team. And so, yeah, I think my guess is he's going to have at least a handful of open scholarships and probably a couple of prominent spots on his roster that maybe you could fill with the Jackson Robinson if he goes in the portal and comes back, or somebody like that, you know, late May into June.
Ben Roberts with us. Time for your culture questions of the day. There's no actual update with the Epstein story, just that the New York Supreme Court has overturned his conviction. So, we'll get into that next week, Ben. Head of the Derby, we'll do 20 minutes on Harvey Weinstein when that comes up.
Okay.
Today is National Take Your Child to Work Day. When I was a kid, this was Take Your Daughter to Work Day. I don't know if you remember that, Ben. My dad would take my sister to his office, and they'd get pizza and do all the stuff, and I was all very jealous. If you had to take your kids to work, what part of your job would you show them?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of difficult if, you know, if I'm in the house. I mean, when they're homesick, right, I'm basically doing work in my office here anyway.
Sure.
So they're seeing that, and it's pretty boring. It's just dad on the phone all day or on a computer all day. Yeah. I can't really imagine taking, like, a 5 or 2-year-old to Rupp Arena for a basketball game or Starkville, say. One of the former UK reporters who covered football, I remember the story of, I wasn't there, but I've heard it many times, of I had to take his kid, actually this happened to multiple people, but I had to take his kid to practice, and one of the coaches was mad about something that he had written and came over and confronted him about it in a yelling match with expletives being thrown each direction, and the kid is apparently sitting there like, what in the world is going on here?
That's fantastic. What SEC fan base, you take your kids on the road, are most likely to heckle your kids?
Most likely to heckle the kid?
Yeah, the SEC fan base. Is it LSU? Is it LSU?
For basketball?
Basketball. Yeah, you cover basketball. For basketball.
Road football, okay. No, I don't think it would be LSU basketball. heckling a kid, I don't know. I've seen
not
a
that,
lot of heckling.
It doesn't mean more than the SEC. You hear me? It does not mean more.
Yeah, a 5-year-old girl, I don't know, that is going to get heckled.
I would hope not. We'll get you out of here on this. I have an advanced copy of Jerry Tipton's book. Do you?
I know. I haven't received one yet. I'd be interested to get one. I'm going to have to text Jerry about that.
Oh, that's interesting. How'd that happen? Well, he's Ben Roberts. I'm Ben Roberts HL on Twitter. Great follow over there. And, of course, Kentucky.com/sports. Everything at the Herald Leader. Introductory offers right now to subscribe. And frankly, this is a great time to get in with the Herald Leader. Get in for the summer coverage ahead of both football and basketball seasons. All the portal stuff, all the coaching hires, all those things. Get in with Ben down there at Kentucky.com/sports. Ben, appreciate it, buddy. I will let you know about next week since we're going to be out at the track. I assume we'll be talking to you.
All right, cool. Yep.
All right, friend. I'll see you next week. How about that? Thanks, Ben. All right, Ben Roberts. He's got 4 other shows to do today because all those people heard him on this dumpster fire of a show. How about that? Texter, my dad took me to work once at IBM when I was a kid. I came away thinking all he did was go back and forth to the vending machines all day. I just assumed my dad ate donuts the one time I got to go. But when I was a kid, it was take your daughter because they were trying, you know, they're like, hey, you know, essentially what girls can grow up to be as far as jobs. As, sure. You know, like my dad's a lawyer. So like my sister got to see a law office when, frankly, at the time, I mean, my dad's partner class is probably, you know, 25 people and one was a woman, something mm-hmm. like that. And now the partner class is like 20 women and five men, something like that. And so it's its own thing. Today's National Zucchini Bread Day. I am a banana bread guy.
I prefer banana bread.
Okay. Is there another kind of bread? I do love like a lemon bread.
Never had it.
Really?
Nope.
If I brought it, would you try it?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. It didn't take much. The other one that's today is National DNA Day. I will be cold and dead in the ground before I do one of those 23andMe's.
Yeah, I'm not doing
that. Just in the ground. Someone will have to dig up my body and get whatever you need for one of those tests, because I'm never doing it.
Not doing it.
Here, government, here's my DNA. More DNA talk next.
All my life I've been searching for something. Something never comes, never leads to nothing. Nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close. Closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day. When it comes around and it's taken away. Leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost.
It's the show that would not draft J.J. McCarthy in the top three. It's Rebo and Co. here, ESPN 680-1057. Thanks to Ben Roberts in the previous segment. If you ever missed part of our shows, you can head back to the podcast center at ESPNLouisville.com. On the app as well for your phone. Use your smart speaker, whatever you got to do to listen to this station. Make sure you are locked in. Coverage of the draft starts at 7 right here on 680-1057. A man named Benton, an hour before that. We'll talk soccer on Soccer City at 6 o'clock here, 680-1057. Thanks to Adam, the staff at Wing Zone. A little lunch from them for here at the ESPN Louisville studios. Perfect for your draft watch parties this weekend. I'll tell you what, get that new chicken sandwich. You can order online, wingzone.com. They usually have a bunch of great promos on the website as well. Three area locations, Papa Level Road right outside of Audubon Park, Hunsinger Lane there in Hikes Point, and of course, in front of Holy Cross High School on Dixie Highway, one of my very favorite lunches of the week. I just got a picture of the line to pick up credentials for the Derby, and I thought I would be doing that today, but I don't have time based on the line.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's not good. So I will have to go over there probably tomorrow. But man, I really wanted to do that today, and I was going to try to surprise this little at Keeneland tomorrow.
Oh.
But if I got to get a credential, like, I like the Derby more than I like Issel. Like, that's okay to say.
That sounds right.
Yeah, right. Today is also the 20-year anniversary of the release of NHL Hockey 94 on Sega. And look, people, here's what I need to say about that. I went back and forth with a texter the other day about Sporkle and naming all the countries in Africa. By the way, I did that the other day in a minute seven. If wow. Y'all want to come after me on some NHL 94 on Sega, I will destroy your manhood. I will take all of it. I will stomp on it. And I will embarrass you like the 13-year-old I was when that game came out. You understand me? Oh, that game is so good, man. Ah, hockey's is probably the underrated video game sport.
Oh, absolutely.
Soccer's very good.
Yes.
Like, you can just pick it up. You don't have to know bleep about soccer. Nope. Learn a couple passes, be done with it. It's very fun. Football's good, but there's always...
Madden was great, now it's not.
Okay. It had a peak already.
Yeah, like 04.
Maybe the hockey games have too. Baseball's, I've never been able to get into the video games.
I like backyard baseball. The kids.
Which one was that?
The kids baseball game.
Which console? I'm sorry.
That was like computer. That was
okay.
Xbox,
okay.
Everything.
My favorites were either something on Nintendo, like RBI baseball, something like that. Sure. Like simple baseball games. But once you get into the super high level ones with the controllers, like a PlayStation, I just can't do it.
What about NBA Jam?
Yes.
Sega.
Yes. But I like that in the same way I liked NFL Blitz.
Yes.
Like just the arcade version of it.
Oh, yeah.
Man, did I ever tell you about NFL Get Blitzed?
I don't think so.
All right, Glenn Pierce, who I think lives in Vancouver now. We were roommates in college. And Glenn was an accountant.
Yeah.
In exchange for doing my taxes, I would go visit him and buy him dinner in Chicago every year.
Oh, there you go.
It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And so Glenn, good guy. He discovered this game called NFL Get Blitzed. And the problem with NFL Blitz is you could drink over anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would, before we went to happy hour, we would play NFL Get Blitzed. And then I'd last like a half hour at happy hour.
Oh, yeah, sounds about right.
It's like, no, all my friends are at happy hour. I don't need to be doing this NFL Get Blitz bull bleep. All right, so we did get a text in here, 437-9680. Texter, Pope is from, Oh, from the V-Show. Yep, nope, I'm not doing V-Show stuff. Texter, I remember the first time I noticed I was on summer break and my dad still had to wake up and go to work. I was appalled. Wait, you don't get summer break from your job, never grow up. 1,000,000,000%. Texter, how about that scene in Swingers where they're playing the game? It's an all-time great. I'm going to make Gretzky's head bleed. Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. For sure. Texter, I'll take that challenge as long as I can play with the Red Wings. Hey. Accept it. Texter, Wayne Gretzky, 3D hockey. Oh, the 3D hockey, dude. Way up there. I love the ability to fight it about any time. Oh yeah. Texter, more Academy Sports games are the more arcadey games are the best. I agree. 2K and all those new games are too realistic. I don't need 15 different layup controls.
I love that MLB Slugfest where I could just, you know,
yeah, right.
Throw at this people and stuff. Punch
yeah.
people and
or like the early MLB games. I always so if you're new to the show, my dad and I would go to Montreal every summer for a week. And or for 4 or 5 days, and we'd go to like 2-3 Expos games when they were really good, right? And playing at Olympic Stadium and doing all those things. So I would play as the Expos on these Major League Baseball games, and I would just pump up Vladimir Guerrero to the point that like steal every base, hit a home run every time he gets up, this kind of stuff. That's fun. It's arcadey, like the texture says. I think
you didn't need
fun.
To pump him up that much.
No,
his rating was pretty good.
Dude was unbelievable in person too. Was just
yeah,
insane. He was the he's the only athlete that I have ever in my life, and I was probably 12. But in my life, have staked out a spot to meet.
Is he the last?
He's it.
Baseball player that didn't wear batting gloves?
Like serious high level hitter, no gloves. He's. I'm sure someone else will come along. But for that era, yeah, he was it, man.
Yeah.
Just tons of pine tar and swinging as hard as he could. The guy was great, man. Texting Wayne Gretzky hockey on 1964 is one of the most fun games I've ever played. 100%. Oh, the hockey games are. That's where video games can really have an impact. Is I imagine. In the same way that, like, soccer games in this country made a bunch of soccer fans out of people.
Oh, no doubt.
Right.
Yeah.
Overseas, like, basketball games. I'm sure I got cousins in Belgium who play the baseball games and are fans of, say, the Dodgers right now because the Dodgers are really good on the games, right? I mean, that makes sense.
Oh, that's true.
And then, frankly, when the World Series is on at, like, 10 o'clock here and it sucks, they can get up and watch it with a cup of coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. All right, no. Do you like my Bengals-Vikings trade proposal getting injected into real life tonight? All right, so that's what I want to get to real quick before we go to break here, Zach.
Uh-huh.
Texter, do my Bengals trade Higgins and Hendrickson to Minnesota for Jefferson and swap picks tonight in the first round? What do you think?
I don't think it'll happen, but if you're the Bengals, I would do that deal. Can you imagine Jamar Chase?
Obviously for
Justin
the Bengals,
Jefferson?
But Higgins is a step below Jefferson.
At least a step.
But Hendrickson, does Hendrickson help with that?
Yeah, Hendrickson's a great.
And they're not going to be playing they're not going to be paying a high level quarterback there for a while,
right?
So they have 3-4 years here of a rookie deal,
yeah,
to deal with,
mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be paying guys like Hendrickson.
No, that's right. Yeah. He's finished second in the league last year in sacks. So no, if they're going to get a deal done, that would help out certainly.
Yeah,
if I'm the Bengals, I might do it. No,
well,
I don't.
For the Bengals, for sure. I'm thinking about it from the Viking side because for the Bengals, that's a no brainer.
But Mike Brown's also said that deal's not happening. But Mike Brown is also the cheapest owner in professional sports, which is weird because the Bengals should be all in right now.
Dude, driving into Cincinnati and seeing their blow up practice facility,
yeah,
makes me sad.
Oh, I know.
The Bears are about to put up $2 billion. For yeah. a stadium that's yeah. owned by the city.
Yep.
And the Bengals have a blow-up practice facility.
And I'm like, this team has been to a Super Bowl and the AFC Championship game within the last 3 years, and this is their practice facility?
All right, I'm worried about this guy, Texter. Texter, I'll trade, and I'll use the Blackhawks so I can play with Roenick. You know a little bit too much about this game. It bothers me a little. It's good stuff. I love it. Texter, the ESPN layout on TV really turns into CNBC for the draft. How many windows and graphs can be on one screen?
Oh, that's true.
Da, 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 da. Can I make a CNBC joke?
Of course.
Or can I make an NBC joke?
Yeah.
They should have Maddow on for the first round.
Ooh.
And just have her say, you know what I really don't understand is why quarterbacks make so much more money than corners. And just let her go through the talking points. Whatever political talking points she has. By the way, speaking of NBC News, happy hour, the Derby draft today, 4 o'clock. Steve Kornacki from NBC will be on with us. How about that?
NFL draft expert Rachel Maddow.
Rachel Maddow. He's an expert at everything else.
I don't understand why these guys are getting paid so much. They should have to pay their own share.
Yeah, the same tax year Bengals then use the 11th to draft a new edge rusher, get a Turner, a Latu, or a Verse. I agree. No,
I don't hate that deal.
Well, the good thing for that trade for the Bengals especially is if you're in that like 11 area,
yeah,
because there's such an emphasis early on quarterback and receiver, there's gonna be defensive players.
Oh, they'll get Dallas Turner. They'll get a pass rusher.
Right.
And you get maybe the best receiver in the NFL in Justin Jefferson. If you have an opportunity to do that trade, you do it.
Yeah, I think you definitely do it. And frankly, those guys on that list, I think all of them translate essentially immediately.
Yes.
They're the kind of players that essentially, you can just plug them
in. Oh, I like Jared Verse. I like Dallas Turner.
I do too. I like a lot, actually.
I think Jared Verse might be the best pass rusher in this draft.
He's up there. He's really good. He's I don't want to do like technique talk.
Mm-hmm.
But he's very quick. His reaction time on snaps is very quick, and that's something that's very valuable. Texter, Denver needs to pull a Mike Ditka and trade the whole team for a quarterback.
Ooh.
They have Zach Wilson. You back up. They have Zach Wilson. You understand me?
Hide your moms.
Hide the mom. And Zach Wilson's mom. Texter, the Bengals practice spot looks like a military quarantine zone in a disaster movie. 100% it does. It's kind of perfect for the Brown family.
You think Tim Robinson's going to be there tonight? Did you see Tim Robinson the other day at the Mavs?
How many times does Barry Sanders get mentioned in the first round?
What's the over-under?
2.5?
Over. Easy.
Yeah. He's got to do the Lions pick in the first round, right?
Yeah. He's got to.
You got to send him up, right?
They should send Tim Robinson, like, sure about that pick?
Because the Lions are actually at the end of the round. So Barry's a reason to stay up and watch the end of the round, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Where do you have Barry in your all-time running backs?
Running backs? Ooh.
I always ask this question to people who aren't Lions fans, because all Lions fans are going to say whatever.
And second or third.
Okay, who's he behind? Jim Brown?
Jim Brown.
Okay.
And Walter Payton.
Okay. So he's like legitimately all-time great.
You
great
could talk me into Barry Sanders being the best running back in NFL history if you wanted to.
Okay. Once in a while, I'm flipping through social media and a Barry Sanders reel comes up. Of like compilation of 45 runs or something.
Oh, he's the best highlight reel ever.
I can just watch those all day.
You're telling me who's the best football player that never won the Super Bowl? Might be him. His highlight reel is unbelievable. Like, people talk about Reggie Bush's college highlight reel.
Oh, yeah.
That's Barry Sanders in the NFL.
Poops on that for sure.
Woo!
Yeah, he was unbelievable.
Like, when the NFL put out a thing recently, like an hour-long clip of Barry Sanders' runs. Ooh.
Texter, if Condoleezza Rice can coach the Browns, Maddow can do the draft. I have ideas about media that I think we just need to get done. I need to ask Ben, because I want it in the ether. I want people around these coaches to hear this. I want the locker rooms open in this state. I just want to meet the guys. I just want to meet the players. I want to know what's going on, what they're thinking, what they're doing. I just want that kind of access again. It doesn't have to be a lot, by the way. 30, 60, 90-second clips on Twitter. I just want to know what the guys are like, what they're thinking, you know, how they're reacting in these games.
Yeah.
And I think the fans around here definitely want that more than I do. And I want to be clear. When I talk open locker rooms, I'm not doing it for me. I'm not the one covering those games. It's not for me. It's for all of us. It's for everybody. I really do think that. I really hope that they will go ahead and move in that direction. I meant to ask Ben about that, what kind of transparency we're going to get, except it's still so new and so, you know, I don't know. I just don't know.
Should we bring back Keith Olbermann to do the draft, or do you think he's too far gone?
I will tell you. I will tell you this, and I don't know how to do what I'm about to do without sounding ridiculously arrogant, so I apologize.
But you got to do it.
I know people that worked with Keith,
okay,
especially in his heyday.
Sure.
And they will tell you that he's been this way politically forever. And they will tell you, in his peak, he was as good at the job as anyone they've ever been around.
Oh, he's one.
And I mean like goat status.
You're talking about the five best sports center anchors of all time. He and Dan Patrick are right there.
Way up there.
Yeah.
I mean, and people look at him as like the standard.
Oh, it's kind of a tragedy what's happened to him, because he's so deranged that people forget that how great he was.
So, yeah. And he's picking fights that he doesn't have to pick.
No.
That's always the thing I look for, is if you're picking fights that you just simply don't have to pick. Couple texts. We'll get to a break here, getting to the 11 o'clock hour. Reminder, Brooke Smith will join us. He's the owner of Kentucky Derby points leader, Sierra Leone, should be one of the two or three favorites heading into the starting gate for the Kentucky Derby next week. We'll talk to Jay Davis on the ground at the NFL draft to close the show as well. Texter, do you remember when Garth Brooks wore the Barry Sanders jersey in Detroit and people thought he was supporting Bernie Sanders in 2020?
Yes, I do. I do remember
what
that.
What a proper country we used to be. Texter, oh, that Madden commercial with Barry Sanders to the song Shake, Shake, Shake was amazing. It really was. Really good. Texter, Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back. What does that do for the Cowboys? We talk about it next.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.